So tell us about the NSPS transition and this latest news that there's going to be a waiver for the amount of time you need to spend in any grade in order to get to the next grade.
Well, first let me say that the department is moving expeditiously but prudently to transition the majority of employees out of NSPS by 30 September. The components are working hard to ensure that we are properly classifying positions from NSPS to the general schedule system, and most of the actions will take place between the May through September timeframe when we have the information technology capability to do mass transitions. There are particulars in the system when we look at transitioning employees. So the time and grade issue, we have talked with OPM. We have a waiver from OPM that will allow us to transition employees properly and really to advantage the employee.
So does that mean that when the employees move that the pay will be matched to the GS grade or the GS grade will be matched to the pay? What really happens that requires this waiving of the time and grade?
You asked a couple of questions there. When an employee transitions out of NSPS, the classification of into the general schedule system is based on the duties and responsibilities of the position. It is not based on pay. But in accordance with the National Defense Authorization Act 2010, no employee will lose pay upon transition out of NSPS to the general schedule system. The waiver that's required really has to do with a detail that's in the system about time and grade when an employee transitions out.
So it doesn't necessarily mean, sir, that if your salary matches the higher grade, that you would necessarily be transferred into that grade. It would depend on your duties and responsibilities.
That is correct. The general schedule system is based on government-wide classification rules, and your job will be classified based on the duties and responsibilities of that position.
And so for those people that are still earning more than their duties and responsibilities would dictate in the GS system, they'll still get the higher pay?
Correct.
Okay. And then their pay raises, would they be limited in the future until everybody caught up, in a sense?
That's sort of a separate question. Let me try and respond to that. When your pay is set as you transition out of NSPS into the general schedule system and your pay falls within the rate range of the grade, you will be entitled to the full general pay increase and any other performance-based awards that you are entitled to.
Okay. So it's going to put a few people out of whack a little bit, right? I mean, just out of whack in a good way, because they'll be earning more pay than their grade would dictate otherwise, right?
It's a little bit difficult to answer, and the reason that it's difficult to answer is because we're comparing the NSPS system to the general schedule system.
Right, and they're not comparable.
The general schedule system has discrete steps, and the NSPS system has broad pay bands. And as we attempt to match those, if an employee falls between steps as they transition to the general schedule system, the employee will be awarded the higher step. So we were really looking at the opportunity to advantage the employee.
So it sounds like the time and grade question is really kind of academic, because they're not coming from a grade to start with. They're coming from NSPS in a pay band.
I would tell you that this is very important to employees, and it is important to us that we send the right message to employees. The time and grade will matter when they transition into the general schedule system, okay? And we will make sure that that's done properly. And then once they transition in, there's a determination made upon when their clock starts for the next within-grade increase. So that's a detail that we're paying a lot of attention to make sure that we get it right for employees.
And Mr. James, as this winds down, NSPS, are there lessons learned that the Obama administration has asked you to put together, or will there be any sort of after-action report that will give them a guidepost for any sort of pay-for-performance system that they come up with in the future?
I would tell you that I've spoken with Director Barry at OPM, and first, the department here wants to make sure that we are in complete alignment with OPM. They have some ideas about how they want to move forward with a personnel system, and so we're staying in close contact with them to make sure that anything that we develop here is in alignment with OPM. Secondly, I think one of the advantages that we saw in NSPS is that it almost forced us to make sure that we had complete alignment between each individual department down to the individual employee when they set their objectives, that there was a clear line of sight about how their jobs and their objectives affected mission accomplishment. And we think that worked very well.
So there are parts of it that you think could be utilized in the future if they do look at a performance-based pay system.
I think that there are concepts in there that we should keep in mind. But also, as we look at a new personnel system, we should look at all thoughts and really bring in a very diverse organization, including our labor partners, to make sure that we capture everyone's thoughts and we build the best system that we can for employees.
And are you optimistic about those people moving into the other places besides the GS system, such as the Science and Technology Reinvention Lab Program and the Acquisition Demonstration Project? How's that coming along?
Well, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2010 specifically gives statutory authority for the laboratories to institute the Science, Technology, and Reinvention Laboratory Demonstration Project. They are working well with that. They have a team together that are working out the details on it. And there are some organizations that presently have an STRL performance management plan. So they have a head start on putting that system together.
Well, it's been a fascinating thing to watch, this NSPS transition and all of the permutations. And we thank you so much for joining us to talk about it. Now, your target date for this is coming up soon, right? The transition into the GS system is pretty quick.
The National Defense Authorization Act gives us until January 2012. But the secretary has told us that he wants the majority of the employees out by September 2010, and we're working very quickly to meet that date. There will be a few exceptions, but we're working very hard to meet that date.
All right, and so we wish you the best of luck with that. We'd love to get an update when you get closer, sir.
I'd be happy to.